None but the hungry heart. 1-9. Powerless recipients. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us.
Romans 8, verse 37.
The world, the flesh, and the devil say, "Be powerful." The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit say, "Be powerless, for my strength is made perfect in your weakness." There would be little harm in trying to imitate Christ if such an endeavour did not hide from us what our Lord really desires, and so keep us back from life more abundant. Christ has come himself into our hearts to dwell there, and what he wants is to live his life in us, as the Apostle Paul says, "For me to live is Christ." Christ was the very source and mainspring of all he was and did. What a wonderful thing this is! We would be driven to despair if Christ had simply left us an example to follow or imitate, for we have no power within ourselves to do it. We must have a new source, a new spring of action, and Christ himself wants to be just that for us. The man in Romans 7 is occupied with himself, and his disappointment and anguish spring from his inability to find in self the good which he loves. The man of Romans 8 has learned there is no good to be found in self. It is only in Christ. And his song of triumph results from the joy of having found out that he is complete in him. I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses inner strength into me. Philippians 4:13.